to the Steve Cochran Show.
/7:26 I just read about this story literally yesterday, and it just it just touches your heart. A nurse at a hospital comes across a little baby who has had no visitors over the course of the time the baby's been in the hospital. Turns out the baby was born to a drug abusive mother, and she took time, her own time, to go and sit with the baby and
for 5 months.
For 5 months.
5 months.
And she would go and sit with the baby and talk to the baby and try to at least give the baby some comfort. No visitors for a little baby, a brand new baby, for 5 months. Well, you could probably see where the story is going, but Liz joins us now. You are the most valuable person on the planet.
I don't believe that.
I wanted to come give you a hug after I read this story. What a cool
thank
thing
you.
This is.
I appreciate that.
Now, what part of the world are you in?
We are in Massachusetts. We are from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Okay. That's just outside of Boston, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's the deal. You notice this baby and you ask about it, and then you find out the baby's had no visitors. When you would go in and see this little baby, you gradually found out the backstory, or how did you get the information that the baby was a ward of the state?
Well, because of my position at the hospital, I was new to covering the inpatient medical unit, so I was just starting to get to know the patient. And a few nurses actually approached me and said, you need to meet Giselle. She's needs a foster home, and you're the perfect match. So that they actually encouraged me to meet her, and I actually put it in the back of my mind until literally one day she crossed my path, and that's when I asked, who's this? And they said, this is Giselle. And after that day, I went to see her every day, and within 3 weeks, we were pulling out of the parking lot and starting our journey together.
It's amazing. And you are called the world's greatest aunt in this story. Now, my daughter would have a problem with that. She considers herself to be the world's greatest aunt, and I tend to agree. But you could be second. But you didn't have any kids of your own at this point.
I didn't. And I actually had just come off of trying a few rounds of IUI, and, you know, being in my 40s, my labs changed quickly, and that door closed suddenly, and I was devastated. And, you know, people like my sister approached me and said, what about adoption? I said, no, I have plenty of kids around me that I wasn't meant to be, not realizing how devastating I was. And it's just so hard to let go of that natural instinct.
Sure.
And literally, that's when 2 weeks later, again, Giselle passed me by in a stroller, and that was it. So you can't deny fate in this situation. And you can hear her in the background.
Now, Liz, wow. She sounds so adorable. And how you describe seeing her the first time with a little curl swooping across her forehead,
yeah.
And you just melted. Now, the reality is you start fostering her, but there's no guarantee. You know, there any part where you were like, oh, God, I'm in love with her and I'm her mom and
yes.
I may not know?
Yes, it was. You know, there's so much unknown to it, and I remember you have to be realistic about it, and you understand the process, but you can't love her. I could love her 80%, and I remember walking by the mirror one night, and I just caught a glimpse of the two of us together, and I imagined them coming to pick her up, and I was nauseous. I couldn't even imagine, but at the same time, you kind of had to balance and keep that in the back of your mind, but again, I didn't want to do anything but give her 150% of my love at that point.
And there's interesting closure to this. As I understand the story, at least a mom, if not both mother and father, visited, and it just became clear to the courts and the system that they weren't up to parenting, right?
Yes, and they, you know, they tried their best, and unfortunately, you know, the battle of addiction is something that I can't imagine trying to overcome, and over time, I think they also recognized that this was the best outcome for her, and they supported me, and they let it go.
And so how is Giselle doing health-wise? Because she had a few issues when she was born.
She did. She's doing well, so she still gets the majority of her nutrition through a feeding tube. But other than that, she's thriving. She has exceeded all of her other developmental goals. She's social, singing, happy. And she was discharged from early intervention after 6 months, with the exception of her feeding.
That's amazing.
Well, and she's loved. And the prognosis, I understand, is good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of unknown with the NAS population. But to date, she's doing incredible. And all the specialists are so impressed with her. And, you know, to take her home when she was barely sitting up, to see her running around 6 months later, just demonstrates the power of a big, loving family and a lot of structure.
Yeah,
so.
It's really great. It's really great. It's a wonderful story. And
thank you.
We're all proud of you. We don't know you other than the last three minutes, but we're all proud of you, and I can imagine the sort of impact you've gotten.
I feel like the lucky one in this situation. So I appreciate all of the interest in sharing our story, because there's so many people, you know, that if we could inspire to do the same, there's so many kids that need a foster and adoptive home out there.
You are completely right about that. And my son and daughter-in-law fostered, and just couldn't encourage it more. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We're going to send you something. Nope. Hold the line, if you would. You're the most valuable person on the planet, Liz.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having us.
And tell Giselle we said hi.
I will, for sure. Thank you very much.
That little rock star, you got to see a picture of her.
The picture of them together, it's like mother-daughter. It's adorable.